Among the five states holding presidential primaries today are two New England states, Connecticut and Rhode Island. Rhode Island was one of the stops yesterday for Republican frontrunner Donald Trump. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks was there.
Chanting "Build That Wall," about 800 rowdy supporters rallied in Warwick, Rhode Island, many of them wearing red baseball caps with the Trump logo. The candidate delivered a version of his usual stump speech, promising an end to trade deals that he says suck jobs out of states like Rhode Island and a crackdown on immigration and refugee resettlement.
Now here's one I don't like. Syrian refugees are now being resettled in Rhode Island. We don't know where they're from. They have no documentation. We all have hearts, and we can build safe zones in Syria, and we'll get the Gulf states to put up the money. We're not putting up the money, but I'll get that done.
Trump's politics of division played well to this crowd. So did his response to his two Republican opponents. Trump says he's not worried that Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich have agreed to coordinate their future primary campaigns in a last-ditch effort to block him from winning the nomination.
You know, if you collude in business or if you collude in the stock market, they put you in jail. But in politics, because it's a rigged system, in politics, you're allowed to collude. So they colluded, and actually I was happy, because it shows how weak they are. It shows how pathetic they are.
Many here welcome Trump's tough message on immigration. Among them, Steve Borges, an independent from Fall River, who came to Warwick yesterday.
We don't know exactly what they're here for. Some of them want to come in peace. Others want to come to cause havoc and destruction to you and myself and other Americans as well.
Like Massachusetts, where Trump won overwhelmingly in March, Rhode Island has a large share of white, independent voters who are receptive to his message. A big victory here would give Trump further validation and momentum as he fends off challenges from Kasich, Cruz, and other establishment Republicans. Trump supporter Michelle Serbst, a Republican from Bristol, Rhode Island, says she's lost faith in the political establishment.
Donald Trump is saying what most people are thinking. Might not say it the proper way, but he's getting the message across. He's getting more people out that have never voted in their entire lives. And I think he'll be a great president.
Trump had Rhode Island to himself yesterday. The only other Republican to visit was John Kasich, who held a town hall over the weekend. At Bryant University, Kasich criticized the negative tone of the presidential contest, saying it makes everyone cynical about politics.
It is not our job in public life to demean and disgrace the business of public life because we get into personal attacks against anybody. Win with ideas or go home. Just that simple.
That appeal for ideas didn't stop Trump yesterday from continuing his attacks, calling Cruz lying Ted, Hillary Clinton, crooked Hillary, and hitting Kasich for his relatively weak primary results so far.
He's won one race in 41 states. One, okay? So I call him now. I have a new nickname for him. One for 41. Very soon it's going to be one for 46 or 7.
According to the most recent poll from Public Policy Polling, Trump leads in Pennsylvania with more than 50% of the vote. And in Connecticut and here in Rhode Island, he's preferred by about 60% of those polled, more than twice the support of John Kasich and even farther ahead of Ted Cruz. That same poll suggests there's a real contest in the two New England states between the Democrats, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. But the fact that Trump came to Rhode Island, a small state with just 19 delegates at stake, is a sign of how confident he is about today's results. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in Providence.